Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soulmates Podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Rachel.
And today we are going to explore the uncanny valley of virtual K-pop idols. Yes, no job is safe from the robots coming for it. AI is taking over everything, including K-pop idolhood.
Yes. I think, though, we will try to play both sides, because AI is not necessarily the end of the world, and we should not always be super negative about it. So we'll try to balance. Or I'll try to balance.
You try to balance.
I'll try to balance.
So we have talked about virtual groups in the past. Way back in our archive, we've talked about KDA, which is a Korean pop group for League of Legends that has League of Legends characters, but real pop stars as like the voice talents. And of course, our girl, Hatsune Miku. Love her. Love all the Vocaloids.
Yep.
The difference here between Hatsune Miku, Vocaloids in general, and the groups that we're about to talk about, Hatsune Miku is completely computer generated.
Yes.
Like all of the singing is from the computer. These idols, these are like mocap of real singers, real dancers, but with a CGI overlay. So think of it like a VTuber, but on steroids.
Just because this threw me for a loop when you used this slang term too, what does mocap mean?
So mocap is motion capture. So if you've ever seen behind the scenes of movies with a bunch of CGI or like a Marvel film, you'll see actors with like black dots on their face and a little cap, and they're in a black suit and they're acting it out. A computer is tracking their motions so that later on animation software can create a model and use those exact motions that the person did.
You will be able to tell if something has been motion captured or not because modeling and animating software has come a long way. It is still extremely hard to replicate human movement in a natural way. Mm-hmm. There's still right now an element of like uncanny valley. Even sometimes that happens with motion capture too, but I feel like less so when motion capture is used. Like if you watch like a Vocaloid dance that hasn't had motion capture and you're just like trying to move it from point A to point B, it just doesn't look natural yet. Mm-hmm. The technology is not there yet.
So we're going to talk about three groups, one soloist, and an honorable mention soloist because she hasn't released anything yet.
Yep.
So we're going to start off with Superkind. And this group kind of blew my mind because it's a 7-member group with 5 real boys and 2 virtual members.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this music video and being like, what the fuck is this?
It really does feel like, and 2 virtual members, you know, for fun.
I mean, it's a gimmick, but yeah. No other group is doing that.
Very true.
You know, definitely got my attention.
Yeah.
The studio that they are under is Deep Studio Entertainment. Superkind is an anagram of the words Nuke, Prid, and S.
Sure.
Nuke are the virtual members, Prid are the real members, and S is something mysterious that unites them. The name reflects the group's quest to find the letter S and complete the anagram. Now, what does that mean? I don't know, but that's what Wikipedia said about them. And I said, okay, sure. There's lore to this group.
It just makes me think of that song, Initial S. What a banger.
So this group was described as the first decentralized K-pop entertainment in which their fan club called players could decide how the group would develop and what concepts they wanted to see in the upcoming releases. I know other groups have had fans vote on concepts. Reality shows like Produce 101 will have the audience vote on names like they did for Kepler or concepts or whatever, but it seems like they took this to the next level with Superkind. They were formally known as Yours Project, but they rebranded on November 29th, 2021, and then debuted June 20th, 2022 with their single Watch Out. They have one EP out right now called Profiles of the Future, (caret) 70%. That's a mouthful. We're gonna listen to Beam Me Up 2DX3D right now. Beam up in me, our story started forever. like a really good song, right?
Yeah, the song was not bad at all. And I actually liked the music video too. I was really shocked when they were like comboing the 2D and the 3D together.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I feel like for these groups, you can either go in two directions. One is like anime boy, cartoon, obviously fake. The other is trying to look the most like a real person.
Yeah.
Super Kind is definitely trying to look realistic, but the models are not 100% like.
Yeah, they're definitely.
You can definitely tell.
Very smooth.
They're really good, but I could very easily clock.
They're solidly Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Yeah.
I'm not a gamer. I'm just going off what I've seen. So Maeve is a girl group that is four virtual members, so no real and virtual mix up here. They're completely virtual. I really feel like they're modeled after Blackpink.
Oh, they are. Definitely.
You guys can watch and weigh in. Maeve was formed in 2022 on November 8th when it was reported that Metaverse Entertainment, which I believe is used to be like Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a subsidiary of the game developing company Netmarble Corporation, were preparing to debut a virtual idol group. Essentially, I feel like Zuckerberg saw Blackpink and was like, we can do that.
We can have that in the metaverse.
Yeah, exactly. The cool thing is that the group is able to communicate in four languages, Korean, French, English, and Bahasa, which is the language spoken in Indonesia, due to the help of an AI voice generator. But this is where I get a little confused. But their voices and choreography are created by undisclosed human performers. So I'm like, where does the voice of the human performer stop and the AI voice generator begin? Like, is it only AI and they're not native language?
That's what I think. Okay. I think that the Korean people are the not AI. Like, it's cool, but I would have felt better if they had just hired a French vocalist or an English vocalist or whatever to just be the voice of a certain member.
I agree.
Because, like, AI voice generator, while, I don't know, maybe some people can't tell the difference, it is not perfect.
No.
And especially with, like, music, you know, like.
Yeah.
Eh. This ain't SpongeBob AI. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, like, Vocaloids sound pretty good. They still definitely have a robotic element to them, but I also feel like they lean into that with whatever their music choice is, whereas this could potentially feel kind of like a lesser version of the original.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you. I mean, I feel like it is cool that it's able to be translated so easily with the voice generator and it's not like a subtitle situation. But at the same time, a massive company like Meta should be able to hire and pay people. So I will also say that obviously this was motion capture choreography, or at least it looked like it. It was still a little clunky in some parts. I feel like I can't even really define it. It's like sometimes when they like move around, it's too sharp. Whereas like a human body is more like lumpy and clunky, even in a professional dancer.
They have one EP out, What's My Name? And they also have a single album, Pandora's Box. I really liked their single Pandora. That fucking whipped. And we actually talked about it on a previous episode. But we're going to listen to What's My Name. So, Plave, on the anime boy to real person scale, Plave is hard anime boy.
Yes.
And honestly, I kind of prefer this.
I'm here for it.
I prefer them to look obviously fake than trying to look super hyper realistic. Isn't that the point? Don't we all just want a little anime boy idol? I mean, come on.
Yes, this is giving VTuber turns boy group star.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it.
They're under VLAST and they have five virtual members. Their name, Plave, is a combination of the words play and rêve, which means dream in French. And I knew that from Red Velvet. Because that's what the name of their robot is. The Plave members are not AI generated. They utilize motion capture technology to track the movements and expressions of each member. Plave was released through a live broadcast on its official YouTube and Twitch on September 15th, 2022, and the group made their official debut March 12th, 2023, with the release of their first single album, Asterum. And that is a mysterious space that exists between Callum and Terra, where they meet their fans, according to Plave. So there's more lore. Like, these boy groups love lore.
I love it. Like, what the fuck is Prid? But,
okay. I know. I know. So during a live stream on December 12th, 2023, the members announced that they will be joining Weverse and opening an official fan club membership in 2024. And Plave is actually the first virtual group to join that platform. But a lot of K-pop groups are on Weverse.
Yeah.
They have one EP, which is Asterum, The Shape of Things to Come, and one single album called Asterum. I really hope I'm saying that right.
Asterum. If anyone calls you out, I told her to pronounce it like that, so.
I just thought it was so funny that Plave has a Christmas song.
Yeah.
I don't know why that tickled me. But the fun thing about Plave is on their YouTube, they post like behind the scenes of music videos. It's giving animated movies that have bloopers.
Yes.
Like, and they animate the bloopers.
Yes.
That's what it's giving.
It's so cute.
They also post dance practices, which I thought was so funny. But also, yeah, they're an idol group. Post your dance practice.
It's so endearing.
I know. Like, I find it hilarious, but also, like, I mean, they're a K-pop group, so they should be doing this shit.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like Plave is definitely managed the best out of all the virtual groups. The people who are organizing and running this know their shit, and they know what people want. Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like the best about the human people involved in this group, too, because it's still their voices, their bodies doing the thing, and they get the notoriety for that. But the same thing as a VTuber, they're anonymous, so they're not going to get swarmed in the street and potentially bad things related to that. However, I see the flip side. By the same token, they're kind of easily replaceable, too, because it's not their face. It's face of the character they're playing. So, good and bad.
Let's listen to the Plave song, The Sixth Summer.
Please watch that YouTube video too. It literally looks like an anime music video. It's really cool. So the second to last person we're going to talk about is actually a soloist, a solo artist, Han Yua. And she is pretty much a completely virtual AI influencer. She's a YouTuber. She's a model. She's a K-pop idol under YGK+. Which is YG's modeling agency. She made her solo debut with I Like That in May of 2022. So Han Yua was actually first created in 2021 by Smilegate as a character of a VR game. And then Giant Step, the company that created Aspa's AIs, kind of took her over. This is so funny to me, but on April 13th, 2022, she was selected as a commercial model for Guangdong Corn Beard Tea, which is so random. It goes even deeper because on May 16th of the same year, she was selected as the advertising model for the eyewear brand Lapis Sensible. Her favorite fruit is strawberry, even though she's not eating. Okay. And her favorite season is winter.
And we know all this because she's a YouTuber.
I thought her in particular was very interesting because in the music video for I Like That, which we'll listen to that song in a little bit, it really just looks like there is a girl that looks very similar to this AI person, and they just, like, put the AI face over her face. Did you get that vibe, too?
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if that's what they did to save money.
this solo artist, like, is very beautiful, but I'm like, I know of like 50 K-pop girls that look very similar to that. So I feel like it wouldn't be hard to find a trainee or a backup dancer that has a similar face that you could just throw in there and put the AI's face over her face. So that's just my two cents.
She has two singles, I Like That and When Your Loneliness Calls Me. Let's listen to I Like That. I thought this video was kind of interesting because it focuses a lot on the real people who are just dancing. And so I remember watching it and I'm like, where's the AI girl? Same. But I do think Hanyuha, on the scale of anime to real person, she's probably the most realistic looking model I have seen. It's very, very, very subtle. Because I feel like sometimes people are tempted to make, like, the model's eyes really big, almost anime-like, and that just makes them look uncanny valley, because, like, a real human doesn't look like that. But Hanyuha, it's very subtle.
Yeah. It literally looks like the de-aging effect that they do in, like, Star Wars to me.
Yeah. And now for our honorable mention, Navis of the Aspaverse. So Navis is an AI who is known for being in Aspa's storyline, and she helps the avatars of Aspa. And Aspa is a four-member girl group from SM, and they all have AI like counterparts, but they're not considered separate members of their group. So Navis helps the Aspa AI counterparts. And she's supposed to make a solo debut. Supposed to. They've been saying she's gonna debut for like 2 years. She still hasn't dropped anything. But she was just recently featured on Welcome to My World by Aspa. But she doesn't sing. She just shows up at the end. So what's up with that, SM?
I feel like that's too expensive. That means we have to pay another person.
On the anime character to real girl spectrum, she is pretty much solidly in the middle, maybe slightly leaning towards anime character. Like, you can definitely tell she's a virtual model because her eyes are just too big and they're like silvery blue. Yeah.
It's a virtual world person. It's not like she's trying to exist in the real world, you know?
Yeah. She looks like a yassified Vocaloid.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
So whenever she drops her single, we'll be there to listen to it, because I'm very interested in what they're going to do with Navis.
Who are they going to get to voice her?
So, virtual idols. Honestly, I think that they are a gimmick, but I do see why companies want to invest in them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they never get tired. You can have them be models, and it's, like, much easier. You own everything for them in perpetuity, and you don't have to worry about a dating scandal, and you don't have to worry about bleaching their hair so much that it falls out. Like, I get that. But also, if you look at the amount of music that has been released from just these groups that we talked about, it's really not a lot. Because it costs a lot of money to make a completely virtual music video and do mocap and do all this other stuff. I think it's way more expensive to do that than have a normal music video, because a normal music video, you can rent out a box set and film in one day.
Yeah, exactly. There's still a lot of human power behind running an AI group.
So while I definitely see why studios want to get in on this, I don't see this becoming a super big trend simply because of cost.
Until the cost goes down, I don't see this becoming more prevalent than it is. I do think as a whole in our society, we're going to see AI infiltrate a lot more of our lives, and the technology is going to get better, probably at a more rapid pace than we're anticipating. But that being said, I know most of us, if not all of us, can tell the difference between a virtual group and a real group. And there's always going to be demand for real talent, a real face. And by that same token, though, I can see wanting to have a virtual group too. Like, Vocaloids are really popular. There's no real person in there except for the person that sang originally that they used to program the program to create the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So who's to say?
I can definitely see there being a demand specifically for anime style groups because VTubers mm-hmm. are so popular, and like anime is more popular now than it ever has been. And the aesthetics that you get from an anime looking model is totally different than what you can achieve with a real person. So it's giving something completely different than a real life person.
We're never really going to get to the place where a virtual idol is going to look exactly like a real person. So I feel like the smarter move, and probably the move that the industry is going to do, is to create these hyper-stylized, like, anime-style characters, because you can do more artistically with them without trying to bridge that uncanny valley, which is very, very difficult. And I don't even know if we're going to see that in our lifetime. We might, but it is very hard to replicate all human emotions, motions, etc.
I feel like the super realistic idols will be used more for print modeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's way more forgiving and probably cheaper than hiring an actual model. I can definitely see that. But just for K-pop idols or just idols in general, they really should just go down the super stylized anime VTuber way.
And I think that's part of the reason why Vocaloids are so successful. They're not trying to look like a real person.
Or sound like a real person. All right, let's wrap up this episode with our weekly K-pop recommendations.
I really liked What's My Name by Maeve, so I'm going to recommend that.
I'm going to recommend The Sixth Summer by Plave. Maeve and Plave.
Honestly, I feel rhyme. Like maybe our best two from this episode, so definitely check them out.
Thank you so much for listening. You can find Soulmates Podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/soulmatespodcast.
You can check us out on Instagram at Soulmates Podcast. We have our link tree there, which links to all of our relevant social media accounts.
Send us an email at soulmatespodcast@gmail.com.
Check out some of our videos on YouTube under our channel name, Soulmates Podcast.
This program is available pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and Spotify, wherever you're listening. Make sure you follow and subscribe because we're here every other Friday. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.